Your washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When you does your wash, you'll sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Yes, it's the Does program. The Guiding Light.
It's still the only wash day soap of its kind.
It isn't quite like any other soap I ever bought before.
It's the newest of all the leading package soaps sold for wash day.
It's the one and only Does, specially made to do everything in your family wash. Does even gives you more suds, ounce for ounce. Real soap suds that have the cleaning power to get your toughest pieces wonderfully clean, your white pieces genuinely white. And yet this same Does gives you greater safety for those smart colors you wash. Does everything.
Everything?
Everything?
You heard me. Just name your wash day worries.
Colors.
Coveralls.
Work clothes.
Linen.
Hold on there. Does can do them all. Take those colors in your family wash.
But there are so many. Stripes, prints, plaid.
Listen, Does gives those colors better care. Actually leaves them brighter.
Yet Does can clean up greasy overalls.
And work shirts, play clothes.
You bet. If you want grease spots to come clean without any hard scrubbing, if you want short washer runs, then you want Does. Does can wallop the toughest dirt out of anything.
What about grimy towels, tablecloths, pillowcases?
How do you like them? White? Dazzling white? Well, Does gives you the most satisfying whiteness. No soap can beat it. Try it for your family wash. Discover its convenience, its economy. Then you'll see why Does is selling so fast these days we can hardly keep it on the store shelves. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, Does
everything.
And now Does invites you to listen to The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. In the attractive library of his home, Trail's End, Frank Collins sits in a wheelchair, staring through a great window that looks out on a gray and misty panorama of sea and jagged cliffs. The bleakness of the scene, the gray desolation, seems to be reflected in the features of the man who is destined to be an invalid for the rest of his life. As he sits alone, unobserved, his face in repose looks old and tired, reveals the depression and hopelessness that has filled his every waking moment, haunted his dreams. But now his expression changes, and he quickly masks his emotions as unexpectedly he hears.
May I come in, Mr. Collins?
Lawrence. Larry Lawrence.
I hope I'm not intruding. I brought a few papers from the office that I believe need your signature.
Oh, let me see. Why, no. It's not necessary for me to sign these. Johansson has complete authority.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you understood that. Well,
no. You see, I assume...
It doesn't matter. It's too bad, though, that you made the trip all the way out here.
Well, that's quite all right, Mr. Collins. How have you been feeling?
I've been all right.
You know, something rather interesting happened out of the office today. George Bentham, you know, of Ryan and Bentham, dropped in and spoke of the possibility...
Larry.
Yes?
I'm afraid I don't mean to sound rude, but the office seems like another world. I'm really in no frame of mind.
I am sorry.
As a matter of fact, you'll have to forgive me, but I'm not much in the mood for company at the moment.
Well, in that case, Mr. Collins, perhaps I Mr. Collins? Well, excuse me, sir.
Well, Larry.
Hello, Mrs. Collins.
I didn't know you were here.
Yes, I stopped in with a few papers that I thought needed Mr. Collins' signature. Apparently, I was mistaken.
What's the matter?
He seemed to be in a very strange mood.
Yes. Yes, I know. Won't you sit down, Larry?
Thank you. Hasn't he been feeling too well?
Physically, Larry, he's as well as he ever will be, but his mental attitude, his state of mind, that's something else again. Sometimes I just don't know how to cope with it.
I'm terribly sorry. I know how difficult it must be for you.
You know, I honestly question Dr. McNeil's judgment.
In what way?
Taking Pamela off the case.
Oh, yes.
She was the one person who seemed to be able to cheer Frank up. Frank had come to depend upon her so much.
Well, I wondered a little myself when I heard she was back at the clinic.
You see, Jonathan's going ahead on the premise that Frank has to be forced to do things for himself. He told me to ignore the fact of his disability, to close my eyes to it, to go on living as though nothing had changed. Everything was the same as before the accident.
That may be very well in theory.
That's it, Larry. It's all right for a physician to theorize, to experiment. But Jonathan's not the one who has to live with this day after day. I've done everything in my power to get Frank out of his state of depression, but under the circumstances... Oh, what's the use of talking about it? You can't know the circumstances.
As it happens, Julie, I do know them a little better than you realize.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, you must admit that I've been rather close to all the people involved. After all, I've been living in Selby Flats for months under the same roof with Ray Brandon.
Larry.
And with the present Mrs. Brandon, a girl I once knew as Charlotte Wilson.
You mean Charlotte told you?
No, not exactly, Mrs. Collins. If you're reasonably observant, you notice a great many things when you live in a boarding house. You start putting things together in spite of yourself. And when you meet a young man, well, as I first met your son, Roger, at Claire McNeil's, when you hear that young man refer to his father, Roger Barton, when you've already made an association in your mind between Roger Barton and Ray Brandon, well, there it is.
You've known.
Yes, I have for some time.
Larry, you've got to promise me...
No, you don't even have to ask me that, Julie. As far as I'm concerned, it's something that's none of my business. Something I can't know everything about. And I think far too much of you to go around broadcasting anything I may have found out by accident.
Thank you.
Knowing what I do, Julie, I can't help but appreciate your problem. I wasn't merely saying words when I told you some time ago that I felt a great deal sorrier for you than for anyone else involved.
You do mean that, don't you?
Julie, anyone who knows you at all...
Oh, Larry. Larry, people don't understand. Most of them don't know enough about the situation to begin to understand. And those who do know the situation... They can't possibly enter my mind, my heart. They can't know what I go through, how confused and twisted everything becomes.
I understand. Believe me, I do.
Oh, it's good to have someone to talk to. You don't know how good it is. The one person I've confided in has been Claire. Possibly she's told you some of the things.
No.
That...
No, Claire's told me nothing.
I didn't think she would. But even Claire... Even Claire can't understand completely. No one can. Not even you. That's why I feel so terribly alone at times. Everything seems so hopeless, so futile.
I understand, Julie.
But do you? You know what it's like to be tied to a man in a wheelchair. A man who's convinced that I don't love him. A man who reads his own interpretation into everything I do, everything I say.
Doesn't Jonathan know?
I'm not going to tell him. He wouldn't understand. He thinks everything is perfect between Frank and myself. Perfect. If he only knew. He wants me to go on trying to live a normal, natural life. How can I when there's nothing normal or natural about it? Oh, Larry, sometimes I get so tied up inside. I'm afraid to think. I don't know how it's all going to end.
There, there, Julie. Julie, my dear. Don't cry.
What's the answer?
Julie, Julie. There is an answer. There's a way out for all of us somewhere. If we keep looking for it, you'll see. My dear, you'll see.
Two people standing in a living room. A woman in tears, carried away by her emotions. A man who has placed his arm around her to comfort her. A woman who accepts the comfort, the solace of a man's arms, his shoulder. Two people who cannot realize that outside the living room, young Roger Collins has been stopped short by the scene within, by the impact of words inadvertently overheard, words which race and tumble through his mind.
My mother, Larry Lawrence, his arms around her. A way out, an answer. What do they mean? Oh, how blind do they think I am? How can they hear in this house with Dad right in the next room? My mother, Larry Lawrence.
Outside, the wind is beginning to blow, but inside the house, the room is warm, the gaiety is at its height. Yes, and one girl with sparkling brown eyes and a fresh, clear complexion attracts every eye. Her off-the-shoulder dress displays the soft beauty of her neck and arms, and the skin of her shoulders, her throat, and back is unforgettably smooth and lovely. This girl, you see, bathes each day with Camé, the soap of beautiful women. And here's what happens when your daily bath is a Camé beauty bath. You give to all of your skin the finest kind of beauty care. Care that brings greater loveliness to all of your skin, not just to your face, but to your arms and your back and your shoulders. And when you leave your bath, your skin is fresh, clean, just touched with a delicate hint of fragrance, the flower-like fragrance of Camé, the soap of beautiful women. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, your skin is Camé lovely. So try it, won't you? Use Camé, the soap of beautiful women, for your daily beauty baths.
A son condemns his mother. Tomorrow on The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
D-U-Z, put Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Herb Allen wishing you good day and good dozing. Today, prices for used kitchen fats are higher, much higher than last summer. Everybody save every drop of used fat. It's worth your while. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.